Welcome back to the program here on Coastal Daybreak here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. You know, we had an interview last week with the folks who help provide some of the mental health services in the area, Trillium. And they are doing what I think is a great program to try and help put therapists in some of the schools so that we can do a better job, despite all the protests and the marches and things like that are going on. It's about catching things early. And so our next guest has been at work at that for some time now, too. He is the author of the book called Invisible Children. He also has a group called CARA, Kids at Risk Action. And joining us now is Mike Tikkanen. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm great, Ben. Thanks for having me on Coastal Daybreak.
And where are you today? Where are you?
Minneapolis.
In Minneapolis. Minnesota. All right. Well, thanks for joining us today. Tell us, what is your interest in this subject? How did you get started in this?
It was accidental, really. I became a volunteer, cast the guardian ad litem in 1996, and worked active cases for about 14 years and helped remove about 50 children from really toxic homes.
This is a important work. I know we've talked about the guardian ad litem programs around here and how they are often representatives of the court to help investigate the situations that children are in and represent the children when no one else will often. But now you've written the book Invisible Children. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a history of my work as a guardian ad litem in a nonprofit that I began some years ago, Kids at Risk Action. We try to define the issues and bring public attention to a painful topic. Because we don't talk about it and because there's not much, if any, transparency around child protection, and because we only see the worst cases in the media, death and terrible, terrible cases, there's many, many times that problem now, and generational child abuse has become a core problem of our nation. Fourth, fifth, sixth generation families with severe abuse and trauma. And as you referenced earlier, the mental health conversation truly needs to be had more openly, more honestly, to understand the impact trauma has on a human being and how it lasts forever. And it can be treated, but if it's not treated or treated with just drugs, psychotropic medications, we end up with these terrible crimes and full prisons and broken schools and sadness in our communities that could be addressed and could be managed and could be fixed, but we don't.
Again, the book is called Invisible Children. Mike Tikkanen is our guest. And, you know, Mike, in your work, if you've examined a number of homes, do you have an idea? Do you have a sense of how many are a part of the trauma is just being a broken home, not having intact families?
Well, it's, how do I say it to you? Our Chief Justice, former Chief Justice Kathleen Blass, has made the statement that 90% of the youth in juvenile justice have come through Child Protective Services. And in my experience, the second statement she makes actually is relevant to your question just now, and that is that the difference between that poor child and a felon is about 8 years. Hmm. I make that statement that the difference between a young mother with no parenting skills, a drug problem, and a violent boyfriend is about 8 years. And the sadness is that we're going to do what happened to us as we came through a family, and if there were no parenting skills, and if there was a drug problem and a violent boyfriend and trauma, that just continues. And with things like crisis nurseries, quality daycare, intervention from a helpful and resourceful child protection program, these families can be mended. One of our board members made public policy in Europe for 10 years, and the distinction between how those industrial nations have treated children and young families and how we do is just terrible. I mean, it's really hard for me to think that these families struggle, and if it can be fixed, it can work. I've seen it happen, but in my own state, we screened out at that time 66% of the abuse calls. I think your state's much better at 38%, but you still have a few hundred thousand calls a year.
Absolutely. Yeah, and many that don't get called. And as you said, invisible children. These are kids that are suffering behind these closed doors, and often they're traumatized as much as we have seen some of our warriors traumatized. I mean, they suffer a traumatic syndrome too.
Yes, at least a soldier can look back on a life prior and think, this is how it was, I'd like to get back there. A child doesn't have that luxury.
Mm-hmm.
A child only knows where he or she grows up, and traumas really impact the brain and the development of the brain. Reptilian behaviors supersede the executive function of the brain, so children don't learn in school. That is a big part of why schools are troubled and teacher turnover is high. It impacts every institution in America, whether it be policing, education, social work, public health. InvisibleChildren.org is where I list, there's 1,000 or more articles and books about this on our site. We try to write weekly and keep people apprised of the current conditions in different states. Just to talk about these things, because if we talk about them, we might eventually do something. The problem has been it's so painful and people don't like the discussion, and we hide it. And because we hide it, the crisis nurseries that we need and the quality daycare that we need and the help for young families that we need to break this cycle of abuse that's gone on for many, many years. I got into this really because I saw it and I thought I couldn't believe it. And now here I am 20-some years later looking back and thinking, it hasn't gotten better. It really hasn't on a national scale. There's a little more reporting, and the ACEs model, the trauma-informed model of dealing with abused and neglected children, works. And if I don't know what happened when you had your last radio show, but with the mental health people,
mm-hmm.
It's the ACEs model that is going to heal these children. There are two books I recommend. One is called The Body Keeps the Score. It's a very popular, well-written book on a very complicated subject,
mm-hmm.
and anybody can get it. And if you understand it, you'll work with children better, you'll understand how they come to their bad decisions, and mm-hmm. be a little more empathetic. The other book is called The Deepest Well, and that's more of a giant perspective of what we have to do as a people to approach. And I don't know the authors. I'm not plugging mm-hmm. anything except for I want the subject understood better so that we can do better things for these children, because they're living in abject terror in many, many cases.
Yeah, and God bless you for wanting to see this, some movement in this. I'm afraid we have too many movements that involve marches and not a lot of movement and action. Mike Tikkanen joined us. His book is called Invisible Children. And where can people get this?
InvisibleChildren.org.
Okay, InvisibleChildren.org. You can also go to that website. Will also introduce you to the Kids at Risk Action Group, the CARA group as well, and you can find out more about it all right there and help them out. Mike, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ben. I appreciate the opportunity.
Mike Tikkanen joining us from Minnesota to talk about this subject. This is Coastal Daybreak here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. We'll have more to come in a moment.